The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do? We get a people! What they want. We have heard from the starting quarterback for the Super Bowl bound Bengals. We have sound from him, but we start the game with the battle for Los Angeles last night. It came down to the wire, and it was Anthony Davis with the shot to win the game, and he missed the shot to win the game, and the Clippers were victorious. Jalen, the Clippers are at 500. Lakers below 500. How significant was this loss for the Lakers?
It's significant if you think about the fact that Kawhi Leonard has not played this year.
Not a game.
And the Clippers have a better record than the Lakers.
Reggie Jackson.
That's first and foremost.
Luke Kennard, Serge Ibaka.
By the way, the first two guys, former great Detroit Pistons. You know what I mean? And so, like, I want to make sure I acknowledge the last minute and a half of this game. It was awesome basketball. Going back and forth, score. But then at the end, right, that last shot by Reggie Jackson, as he drives to the left and he spins back, you hope Russ is there to swat that ball away. You know what I mean? I'm looking at help side defender, right? Look at Russ.
He's skipping around.
Like, look, Russ, if I'm helping you, Russ, you got to be there to swipe that thing away.
Yeah.
Now run that play again. I want to make sure we're going to run this play a couple of times because this is like an amazing teachable moment.
Freak.
At the beginning of this play, I want y'all to watch Reggie Jackson skipping. Watch Reggie Jackson skipping at the beginning of this play. So you think that's reserved for like Trae Young or like Steph Curry? Like, this is when you in your bag.
And but look at Russell Westbrook.
You know there's no resistance.
Russell Westbrook, if you're going to double-double, what are you doing?
Well, that's Russell's man. You see what I'm saying? Reeves guy stepped up and Russ didn't fight over and they didn't communicate. So look, this is Russ's man. You see what I'm saying? You got to give me some effort now. And I want to give Reggie Jackson a lot of credit for the finish and the Clippers a lot of credit for the win. And also, Ty Lue is doing an amazing job developing all of the players. It was good to see Serge Ibaka return. Now, of course, we got to get to the Lakers state of the program. Now, look at that. And by the way, I want to give Reggie Jackson a ton of credit. People do that in the first quarter. People do that when it's a 20-point game. People do that at the park. People don't normally do that when the game winner.
I haven't seen it in the last possession game. When you're skipping up the court like that.
So what does that tell you about what he thinks about
confidence? Confidence.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to take this shot. You set me a pick. I'm not going to give you the ball. I'm going to take your man and my man to the basket.
And I'm pretty sure, rest in peace to the late, great Kobe Bryant, he'll tell you, when you're looking at somebody that you know can't stop you, you're a lot more confident. So just think about this.
That's how Kobe looked at you, right?
Correct. So Reggie's looking at Russ like this.
And Reeves.
Because that's when, because think about it. He had a fire-breathing dragon sitting there. He'd be like, hold on, let me protect this thing.
And so,
for the Lakers, this is so very symbolic. That's why I wanted to show the skip. When somebody's skipping on you in the game and they drive and get a layup. He just dribbled 94 feet and got a layup.
A layup on two and then helped defenders. So that's 60% of your team tried to stop me, and I got a layup.
Shout to Ty Lue.
Yes.
Like I said, doing a terrific job with that team.
And you just don't know about this Clippers team whether or not Kawhi and Paul George will join them later this season. However, if you were to tell me that the Lakers have Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, and for the most part, LeBron James, and the Clippers have Reggie Jackson, Luke Kennard, and Terrence Mann. Who would have the better record at this point in the season?
One of the great Detroit Pistons. That's all.
I mean, was Luke Kennard a great Detroit Piston? Was he?
I mean, we drafted him in the first round.
Was he a great Detroit Piston?
You know, we drafted him in the first round. You know what I mean?
Well, this was a very entertaining back-and-forth basketball game, which had good performances from both sides of the ball. However, Mr. Rose, there was another game that I was watching last night. And it had to do with the best team in basketball, the Phoenix Suns, in Atlanta to play Trae Young and the Hawks. And it was Trae Young with 43 points to give the Hawks, the resurging Hawks, a win over the best team in basketball. Huge night for Trae.
This team made the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they got off to a slow start. They're getting healthy now. And Trae Young had just decided that he want to do an assault on scoring the basketball.
If you're not paying attention, Trae Young the last, like, 10 games has been on fire.
And I believe he has 20 40-point games at this point of his young career. And it's only a few players that have done that.
Yeah, there's, like, a handful of Shaq's in there and Kobe. Yeah.
And so, like, let's talk about how he's doing it first and foremost. Unlimited range, 35 feet, 30 feet. Like it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Off the dribble going left, off the dribble going right, playing mid-range, and then finishing at the hoop. See, normally a guy that can shoot it from so very far.
Those numbers, Jay. Look at those.
Isn't necessarily able to also get all the way to the hoop and finish at the rim. That's what's impressive about his game. And so, like, now that the Hawks are now starting to get healthy, people need to start paying attention to the team that upset Philadelphia last year and ended up in the Eastern Conference Finals before the Bucks ended their season.
The Hawks are going to be a tough out in the playoffs. A lot of that has to do with Trae Young. And as you said, he'll get past his man. And then if the big helps, he'll just lob it up. It's easy for him.
No doubt.
John Collins, Clint Capella, those catch lobs all day. Trae Young has been on an absolute tear recently. And this Hawks team is a team that I do not want to see in the playoffs if I'm one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. Moving on, Mr. Rose. I don't know if you know this, but the Super Bowl is just about 9 days away. And our guy, who we've adopted, Joe Burrow, won us a lot of money this season. Good for
no
us.
No doubt.
Good
yeah, exactly.
Us.
Thank you,
good
Joe.
Good for us.
Thank
and
you, Joe.
And here is what Joe Burrow
appreciate
had to
you,
say
guy.
In advance of the biggest game of his life.
Joe, does this feel like a normal game? Are you treating this like a normal game? Or are you letting yourself admit that this might feel a little different?
No, it really doesn't. Coming into this week, game prep, it just feels like another week. Obviously, it's the Super Bowl, and we're going to have to try to eliminate as many distractions as we can, but, it just feels normal.
I love Joe Burrow. Joe Cool, they call him. Joe Brrr. However, he's lying. He's lying. This is not a regular week, Jalen. This is not a regular week. It doesn't feel like a regular week. This is the Super Bowl, Joe. Don't lie into microphones, Joe.
I think that he's carrying that leadership and that personality that his team has fed off of all season. And he can't stop now. Can't stop now. I think the only two other people to win a national championship as a quarterback in college and the Super Bowl while winning finals MVP, Super Bowl MVP, Joe Namath and Joe Montana.
A lot of Joes.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And so that made me start to think, since we acknowledge him as somebody that will never pay for barbecue ever again, let's just do the Joe Burrow draft right now. Let's just fight over Joe Burrow. Your side, my side.
Why are you trying to do this? Can we both have Joe Burrow? Why is it going to be your side, my side? Can we just share our mutual
your side
love for
and
Joe
look at
Burrow?
My side, I mean,
you can have Joe Burrow.
You see, they did
you
it on Dave Chappelle. Let's just do the racial draft.
You can have Joe Burrow. You can have him. I want that, but I was disappointed with his drip in that interview. You know what I mean? I do need to see the Cartier buffs. And, he set the bar pretty high, so he has to get through it. But, Jalen, like, in all honesty, this is not a regular week, and it does not feel like a regular week. There is more media attention. There's more prep. There's more pressure. There's more everything on him now than there ever has been in his career, including, as you alluded to, the national championship game in college. This is not a regular week for Joe.
They weren't the favorites against the Chiefs.
No.
Right? And they were down at halftime.
By a lot.
Still found a way to come back to win. So that's who this team is. Like, we can't judge this team on the last 30-plus years of Bengals football. Like, this is a new team, a new situation with a new leader, and they have weapons offensively. Like, Higgins and Boyd and Mixon, like, they can ball, and you know our guy.
Jamar.
Come on, man.
Jamar Chase Bank.
Come on,
I'm calling him Chase Bank.
Come on, man.
Because he's winning me
money.
Come
on, man. And he's always open.
Chase for a touchdown.
He always open.
I mean, he's in the conversation for best wide receiver in the league.
Already.
I'm not saying he's the best
already.
Wide receiver in the league,
and
but
a
he's
rookie.
In the conversation.
And a rookie.
Yes.
Crazy.
And he is a rookie. Jalen, another coach was hired in the NFL. Doug Peterson is now the Jaguars head coach. I don't know if you know this, but Doug Peterson is a white man. I don't know if you've noticed that. And there are still only one black head coach in the NFL. What do you think about the Jaguars hiring Doug Peterson?
He deserved a job in the NFL. I think it was a little weird how he seemed to ended up on the outside looking in Philadelphia. And Carson Wentz ended up in with the Colts. And I just remember he's the one that developed him to the point that got him paid before Dak did. Because I remember being a person debating that he got his money that soon before Prescott did. So with that being said, he was his coach. And also, when Wentz was out, they still won the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback, a la Jeff Hostetler back in the day with the Giants, and Nick Foles. And when you go to a game in Philadelphia, there's a statue outside. He's one of the people. So to me, he deserves an opportunity to be a head coach. Now, that still doesn't dilute the subject of there's only one black coach currently in the NFL. But trust me, after understanding the history of our country and the power dynamics, those owners aren't necessarily going to be moved to try to show us that they're listening to our cries.
No.
They're not moved by our cries.
Every franchise is waiting for someone else to make the diversity hire, and they're not making it themselves. But we talked about Joe Burrow a second ago, and Joe Burrow was number one pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the Bengals, and now he has the Bengals in the Super Bowl. The Jaguars had the number one pick in the draft. They drafted Trevor Lawrence. I don't see the Jaguars accelerating their success the way the Bengals did.
Well, because, they got a lot more holes to fill. And the thing about the Jaguars, though, it's all going to be about developing Trevor Lawrence. That's the number one thing. They had a number one pick. They brought Urban Meyer in, paid him top dollar, thought that he was going to be the guy to take their QB there. And he showed some flashes, but he didn't have that type of outstanding year that was like, man, like, we know he's going to be the franchise quarterback. They're still hoping and believing, but he didn't necessarily show. So hopefully this is the guy that can help him get there.
However, week 18, you remember the Colts needed a win against the Jaguars. Needed a win against the Jaguars. Jaguars were playing for whatever. And it was Trevor Lawrence,
big
who
time said, throw.
Showed flashes.
Flash.
He showed in week 18 that he could be a franchise quarterback for this franchise. Doug Peterson is the head coach of the Jaguars moving forward. Is Russell Wilson going to be the quarterback for the Seahawks moving forward? That remains to be seen. And there is some very interesting information about what it might take to keep him in Seattle. We will discuss that and more right after this very short break. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here in the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose. KJ Wright suggested that Russell Wilson shouldn't just stay with the Seahawks, but he, like Tom Brady in New England, should take a pay cut. I can't even get through it either. He said he should take a pay cut to help the Seahawks build out the roster. Mr. Rose, I'm very familiar with your philosophies when it comes to this sort of thing. Do you think Russell Wilson, I can't say it. You think he should take a pay cut?
Oh, man. Who on the Seahawks? Hey, who on the Seahawks these days? Do we even know? Who we trying to save some money for?
Yeah, exactly.
Like who on the team, dog? Who on their team?
And also, like, the NFL salary cap, it's not like other hard caps. Like, you can bend it and twist it and do whatever you need to do to make it work.
And you know what? Like, by the way, KJ Wright, terrific football player.
Oh, yeah.
Physical.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I love his
physical, no doubt about it. I'm a huge fan. Bobby Wagner is a G. Like, I love both of them. But I have to just say this. This is like the mentality I've been talking about since I was in college. When I would say out of my mouth, and this is why the NIL rules, when I see like Hugh Jackson doing it in Grambling State, big shout to him for his players, is like I remember saying out of my mouth, man, we should be getting paid for playing college basketball, selling jerseys, or having shoes.
Sure.
And people saying to me, just shut up and be happy you have a scholarship.
Yeah, you are you know, compensated for
it. Yeah, you are getting paid.
Free education.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and then.
I feel like you should take a pay cut and give some of that salary to me, dog. I feel like you should take a pay cut. Keep me around.
Hey, man, the idea that somebody else has to take less for somebody else to get more is always laughable.
The Broncos are going to be sold for like $4 billion. Like, whoever owns the team is going to be fine.
KJ, here's the thing. If they really want to get some help for Russ, they need to do it on the offensive line. And that line hopefully can keep my guy Carson healthy in the backfield. Those two things, now all of a sudden you got the Lockett going deep. You got Metcalf being physical. But, like, they can't keep Russ upright. And no.
If I'm Russ, I'm gone, dog.
Russ, I'm bouncing.
I'm gone. I want to see Russ in different uniform this season.
Yeah, I'm doing the Sean Payton.
Jaylen,
if I'm Russ.
Pro Bowl's this weekend. I never watched the Pro Bowl. However, they've added some events leading up to the Pro Bowl, which are pretty interesting, including this one. It is my guy, Bills Mafia, Buffalo's own Stephon Diggs. Watch this catch, because he incorporated a little Bills Mafia into it. See, now, I don't like the way that table broke so easily. As someone who has jumped through a table before, that looks rigged to me, dog. Look at the way it just folded in half real quick the second he put his butt on it. I'm saying this is Fugazi.
I don't know, Jacoby.
Look how quickly the table breaks. That's Fugazi, dog. That's Fugazi.
Oh, no, Jacoby.
That is
here's the difference. His butt hit it. Watch it. It hit him in the head at the end, by the way.
But why is that? Why is the tablecloth on there then?
Jacoby.
Why is the tablecloth on there then?
Let's talk about
conspiracy theory. This is fake.
Here's the difference.
Look. Boom. His foot touches it and it breaks in half. It's fake.
But here's the difference.
How many tables you jump through?
You should try it one time. Maybe you should try it.
How many tables you jump through?
Let me tell you something. His butt hits the table, right? Look.
His foot hits the break when his foot hits it.
Look.
That's fake. It's a pre-broken table. That's a perforated table.
Look, all I'm saying perforation. Is, watch, his butt hits the table first,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
The difference in his is he actually jumps onto the table so that his butt can hit it because he's higher. You fall onto the table. Look.
That's real.
You're a lord in the table.
There's no preparation. Boom. And the table goes down. That's how you jump through a table.
You're lord in the
table. That's how you jump through a table right there, dog. I tried to get on top of that Jeep right there, but they wouldn't let me. They're like, I don't know whose Jeep that
is. You're lord in the table.
They wouldn't let me get in the Jeep, dog.
He fell on the table. You're lord. And look, the cooler is lord in the table. See, he's higher than the table, and he falls on it. You're lord in the table.
Another event they had was...
And don't try to be die easy.
The NFL's fastest man competition.
Yeah.
Do you know who won?
Deion.
Bo Jackson. 265-pound. Micah Parsons won the NFL's fastest man race. However,
Daryl Green,
he admits the cheetah wasn't even trying.
Oh, Cheetah faster than that.
He wasn't even trying.
Yeah, Cheetah faster. I'm happy for him as a defensive player, no doubt about it. Like,
but this could be a really nice event. Like, I like what they're doing with this Pro Bowl.
And he said it, and I'm rolling with him being the most versatile defender in the game. Like, tackles for losses, sacks on the quarterback, able to do it in coverage. Like he as a rookie. Now just think about this. This is where drafting is so very important. And this is why I talk about sometimes that picks don't play. Parsons and Chase rookies. You know what I mean? Like, cats that's going to come in and, like, do that work. And so I ain't mad that the Cheetah's like, man, go ahead. I ain't tripping.
Yeah. Like, I got to prove how fast I am.
You know what the Cheetah
is. You saw me throw the deuces.
Cheetah bought that bread.
Yes.
That's what he about. He trying to set it up to where somebody be like, oh, Michael Parsons, the fastest guy. And Cheetah going to be like, all right, how much?
Yeah.
He going to tweet how much.
No one is beating Cheetah in a race. And even Parsons knew it. Parsons admitted it after the race. It's like,
you see, he started laughing and went over to him and messed with him.
Yeah. Cheetah's definitely faster. However, Michael Parsons is a very exciting young player. If you're a Cowboys fan, you have to be
excited. What Cowboys doing with their coaching staff? What Jerry Jones out here talking about, of course, Mike McCarthy at some point ain't going to be the coach. Well, Jerry, guess what? I mean, you shouldn't make him the coach right now. At some point, I'm going to get a cut, right? That don't mean that I shouldn't rock it like this right now. At some point, if you're going to get rid of Mike McCarthy, you might as well go after Sean Payton.
I'm very concerned about your hair.
You might as well go after Sean Payton.
I'm very concerned about your hair. I really am concerned about your hair. We're going to talk about it during the break because I'm very concerned about what you have going on top of your head. And we need to have an intervention. And when we come back, we're going to tell you the person that was not added to an all-star roster that needs to be.
We're disappointed in you.
Very disappointed. All Eastern you assistant coaches, you didn't vote coaches. For our guy. We're going to put LaMelo Ball in the all-star
one
game.
Of one. We got you, family.
We'll discuss that right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Big game tonight on ESPN at 10 p.m. Eastern. It is MVP candidate Joel Embiid and the 76ers taking on Luka Doncic and the Mavs. Tune into that on ESPN at 10 p.m. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. There's only one of one LaMelo Ball, one of the most exciting players to watch in the NBA. However, he was not named an All-Star in the Eastern Conference, Jalen.
I'm so very happy with the development of his game. He's shooting better in the NBA than he did when he was
anywhere else
as before he was a professional. Shout out to him and Jermaine Jackson putting in that work. But just the excitement of his game breeds for him to be an All-Star, by the way, because the ball has energy. He has a terrific handle. He's an improved finisher at the hoop. And it's just electric what he's done for that franchise. Like, he's become a young superstar in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he didn't make it initially, he will get in. But those numbers, only a couple of people putting up those numbers, and he barely old enough to drink.
It's a good point. And, like, 7 boards a game, too. Like, he's doing it for this team. We will be back on Monday, ESPN2, 4 p.m. Have a good week.
One of one.